Chapter 18. These things having said, Jesus went forth with his disciples beyond the brook of Kedron, where was a garden, into which he entered, himself and his disciples. And Judas also, who delivered him up, had known the place, because many times did Jesus assemble there with his disciples. Judas, therefore, having taken the band, and officers out of the chief priests, and Pharisees, doth come thither with torches, and lamps, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that are coming upon him, having gone forth, said to them, Whom do ye seek? They answered him, Jesus the Nazarene. Jesus saith to them, I am he, and Judas, who delivered him up, was standing with them. When, therefore, he said to them, I am he, they went away backward, and fell to the ground. Again, therefore, he questioned them, Whom do ye seek? And they said, Jesus the Nazarene. Jesus answered, I said to you that I am he. If, then, me ye seek, suffer these to go away. That the word might be fulfilled that he said, Those whom thou hast given to me, I did not lose of them even one. Simon Peter, therefore, having a sword, drew it, and struck the chief priest's servant, and cut off his right ear, and the name of the servant was Malchus. Jesus, therefore, said to Peter, Put the sword into the sheath. The cup that the Father hath given to me, may I not drink it? The band, therefore, and the captain, and the officers of the Jews, took hold on Jesus, and bound him. And they led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was chief priest of that year. And Caiaphas was he who gave counsel to the Jews, that it is good for one man to perish for the people. And following Jesus was Simon Peter, and the other disciple, and that disciple was known to the chief priest, and he entered with Jesus to the hall of the chief priest. And Peter was standing at the door without, therefore went forth the other disciple, who was known to the chief priest, and he spake to the female keeping the door, and he brought in Peter. Then said the maid keeping the door to Peter, Art thou also of the disciples of this man? He saith, I am not. And the servants, and the officers were standing, having made a fire of coals, because it was cold, and they were warming themselves, and Peter was standing with them, and warming himself. The chief priests, therefore, questioned Jesus concerning his disciples, and concerning his teaching. Jesus answered him, I spake freely to the world, I did always teach in a synagogue, and in the temple, where the Jews do always come together, and in secret I spake nothing. Why me dost thou question? Question those having heard what I spake to them. Lo, these have known what I said. And he having said these things, one of the officers standing by did give Jesus a slap, saying, Thus dost thou answer the chief priest? Jesus answered him, If I spake ill, testify concerning the ill, and if well, why me dost thou smite? Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas the chief priest. And Simon Peter was standing, and warming himself, they said then to him, Art thou also of his disciples? He denied, and said, I am not. One of the servants of the chief priest, being kinsman of him, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Again, therefore, Peter denied, and immediately a cock crew. They led, therefore, Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium, and it was early, and they themselves did not enter into the praetorium, that they might not be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate, therefore, went forth unto them, and said, What accusation do ye bring against this man? They answered, and said to him, If he were not an evildoer, we had not delivered him to thee. Pilate, therefore, said to them, Take ye him, ye, and according to your law judge him. The Jews, therefore, said to him, It is not lawful to us to put anyone to death. That the word of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he said, signifying by what death he was about to die. Pilate, therefore, entered into the praetorium again, and called Jesus, and said to him, Thou art the king of the Jews. Jesus answered him, From thyself dost thou say this? Or did others say it to thee about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? my nation, and the chief priests did deliver thee up to me. What didst thou? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my officers had struggled that I might not be delivered up to Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence. Pilate, therefore, said to him, Art thou then a king? Jesus answered, Thou dost say it, because a king I am, I for this have been born, and for this I have come to the world, that I may testify to the truth. Everyone, who is of the truth, doth hear my voice. Pilate saith to him, What is truth? And this having said, again he went forth unto the Jews, and saith to them, I do find no fault in him. And ye have a custom that I shall release to you one in the Passover. Will ye, therefore, that I shall release to you the king of the Jews? Therefore they all cried out again, saying, Not this one, but Barabbas. And Barabbas was a robber.